be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Right, the time is 9:36 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We do have Pastor on the line today. We are looking at making men agree to disagree. Pastor, good morning. Good morning, my pastor.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
All is well, all is well.
Amen. So today, Pastor, we are looking at making men agree to disagree. Friendships ain't all high fives and shared love. Sometimes disagreements creep in and they can feel uncomfortable to handle. For men, navigating these tense waters can mean the difference between a stronger bond and a lost connection. So how do you keep the peace without avoiding the tough stuff? Let's dive into practical ways men can manage disagreements without sacrificing respect or camaraderie. Yes. So my first question, my pastor, is what are some productive ways to handle disagreements with friends that feel respectful and fair?
Okay, thank you very much, my sister. Let me start in this way.
Okay, my pastor, before we continue with our conversation, I am so sorry. We should start with the word of prayer.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Should I pray?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. Let us pray. To our loving Father in heaven, Daddy, we thank you this morning for such an opportunity to speak to your people about the friendship. We know that we have a friend in you. As we have a friend in you, dear God, may we have friends on earth also. May we be good to our friends. There are times where things are bad. There are times where we go through stuff and our friendship is compromised. May you keep us strong. As we are about to present now, I pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to me and speak through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for such a beautiful prayer. Let's get into it.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to say, isiZulu sithi khona akho muzi ongathunqa intuthu. In every house, there is a smoke. So the smoke doesn't mean that there is a problem in the house. Simply means that it's part of life. Even in friendships, in brotherhood, I chose to use the word brotherhood because I think when men bond, they become so strong and they become brothers. So even in such relationships, there is a time where there is smoke. There is a time where we disagree. We cannot agree to everything.
Okay.
So we have such days where you will have to disagree with your friends. You will have to disagree because we are different people. We think the same way. We cannot act the same way. And if we don't disagree, that means someone in the friendship is sabotaged, or that someone in the friendship is not a friend, but is used. Because you can't be someone who accepts everything that I say always because I'm your friend. So there are such days where we meet such things. And when we meet such things, one has to be a fool for the sake of friendship. One has to agree to disagree. Or one has to lose the battle in order to win the war. So at times, it is good for one to accept, which, you know, today I will accept, or we'll talk about this later, because when we are both angry, we may end up causing or doing things that will forever regret. So it's either you choose to walk away until you are right, or you choose to be a fool and accept what the other person is saying until you have another perspective or another way to show him what's he gonna, we can do this in this way and this way.
Wow, thank you so much, my pastor, for that. And how can men recognize when a disagreement is becoming unhealthy or need to be addressed openly? Because sometimes you can tell that this disagreement is leading to a fight.
Okay. I think as we raise voices, men don't raise much of voices, but they stand up. As we are talking, if I see this is not going anywhere, I stand up and choose the easy way out, of which it is to speak through hands.
Sure.
And at the end, it causes more and more destruction than any good. So when we get to such points, it's best to walk away. When you see yourself now coming closer to the person, not because you want to talk, but because there is a spirit that is pushing you, or there is something that is pushing you to go towards the person, at times it's best to withdraw. It's best to be seen as a coward for the sake of friendship.
But then, my pastor, some disagreements needs to be addressed openly. So if I choose to walk away, does that mean we won't talk about whatever we are disagreeing about?
We will definitely talk about it, but not on high spirits, not while we are angry. At times, we have to let go for that moment. And then later on, you can come back and we discuss and resolve it when we are sober-minded. Because at that time, emotions are pushing you. You end up doing something that you didn't mean, or you end up saying something that you didn't mean. And those things that you say may break the relationship that was not supposed to be broken. Because one thing about words, once they go down, they have gone. So it's better for you to keep quiet than to speak something that you cannot unspeak it. So it's good to walk away and resolve it when you are sober and when your emotions are now at the right level.
Right. Wow, powerful. Thank you so much, my pastor. What role does active listening play in resolving conflicts, and why is it is sometimes tough to practice?
They usually say listening is a skill, of which many of us, we fail to listen, and we end up acting in anger. Because at times, Futhi, when you have to listen, you want to speak. And that on its own may cause you people to fight. Because while I'm speaking and now you want to speak, at the end, the emotions rise. I did not get the last part of the question. What did you say, Gonje? I need to.
Why is it okay? We are talking about what role does active listening play in resolving conflicts, and why is it sometimes tough to practice?
Okay, it is important because when you listen, emotions tend to be in control.
Okay.
You can control your emotions, and giving each other a chance to speak also decreases chances of you people fighting. So when you are listening, And when we both choose to listen to each other, give each other a chance, even when we are arguing, it doesn't end up in fights,
right,
but in arguments.
Mm.
But when we choose the opposite, definitely it will lead to fighting, it will lead to other things. So coming to the point whereby you said, why is it hard to listen to someone?
Mm.
It's because as men, we are born with ego, with pride.
Hey.
Listen to another man. Ngegusha umteto in my life. Therefore, I also show you that I am a man. I can stand for myself. Oh. And by being with both egos, it end up being something else.
Hi. Yo, my pastor, you just mentioned a very important point. You were born with egos. So,
yeah.
How do you let go of ego when you see that? Maybe I should have listened. You understand? When you say that, I should have listened. Ngabas figa ngala, because of my ego, silasikon.
Hey, it takes a man to let go of your ego.
Yay!
It takes a real man to let go of your ego, because one thing that is hard for a man is to admit that I was wrong.
Hmm.
It is to admit that I am sorry. I did not think in this way.
Yep.
Usually in marriages or any relationships, let me not talk about marriages.
Right.
In relationships, you do something wrong or you are on the wrong side, okay, as a man.
Mm.
It's even hard to go and apologize to the lady. And the only way for you to apologize is through setting a dinner date, buying her flowers, buying her roses. You are not even saying it straight. You would say, I'm sorry.
Mm.
Most of men, it's like that.
Hi.
For a man to say sorry, it's either the man is poor or the man is a real man.
Sure.
Because poverty, it's hard to buy all those things, to buy your forgiveness.
Wow.
In being a real man, it's being able to provide all those goods that can go and say sorry for you, but you still choose to use your mouth, to use your heart, to speak out and say, Wuti, I'm sorry, I did this, this, and this. And for men, it's always hard.
Mm.
But it needs a man who is Christ. You know, to get to a point whereby you're like, I'm sorry, this and this and this, I was not supposed to say it all. I was not supposed to do this and this and this.
Right.
It won't happen. It needs Christ to inspire you for you to say that.
Wow. Guys, to our listeners at home, to my brothers listening at home, let me be clear and be specific. Umfundisi is not saying if you don't apologize, if you are not saying the words, I'm sorry, you are not a man. He's not saying that. Am I correct, Umfundisi?
Okay, you can continue. I'll tell you if you're correct.
No, I'm just saying if you are not saying, as a man, if you do not speak the words, I'm sorry, it doesn't mean you are not a man. Ngimile lapho.
Okay. We are all men as a machita, but in being a man, there is also a real man.
Okay.
Of which, and the real man, and it's hard to be a real man because a real man has to be a humble man. So in saying, in what you're saying, Guti Anishu Guti, real men don't apologize, or men don't apologize. It's okay to not apologize. I don't think that's what I'm not saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, a real man needs to learn to apologize, needs to learn to swallow his pride, and to learn to say, I'm sorry. Saying you're sorry to a person whom you are able to fight and you choose not to fight, that's what it's all about, being a real man. So, namin hleli la.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much, my pastor. And how do shared values and common interest help bridge the gap during a disagreement?
Okay. Can you break down the question also?
Isingisi lapha sithi, how do shared values, like common interest, if you have common interest, help ukube ne bridge, ukuvala le gap esuki khona during a disagreement. Let's say mina nawe we having a disagreement, and then we have this common interest that we have, like mina nawe do want to have a friendship, and we have this thing a common. Yini lesincedayo, how do I say this? How do shared values and common interests help bridge the gap, sivale le gap le during a disagreement without fighting, without ukuthi uhambe uyele kude ungangikhulumisanga just because we are having a disagreement?
Okay. So last year, 28 October, it was on a Sabbath, and there was a match here, rugby.
Okay.
All Love Springboks. And it was a final match. So on that day, we were not in good books with one of my closest friends.
Okay.
But we both love this this team.
Okay.
So what brought us back together is Shom Chita, should I come and chill with you? Sibuyele match. And I went there, we chilled. Imechite iphela, we're now friends.
Wow.
So later on, we had to sit down 2 days later and talk about it.
Wow.
But such things, they also help. You know what your friends love, or right, you know what your friends love. So at times, lezo zinto ziyanibuyisa back together futhi. Because the guy was silent the whole day.
Sure.
But later on, after that, after the game, he had to say, "Uthi, ah, we are going to celebrate your birthday tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Gupi gupi na gupi gupi." Because on the day it was my birthday, but also he couldn't say happy birthday because of the pride labor issue. We are something else as men. But after the whole thing, things mended themselves. And yeah, there are such things that also help. The friendship, it's get back.
Right.
It's not just those things like esizithandayo, esizolungelwana. But it's you and me talking about what was the problem.
Right.
Finding the solution. Because if we don't do that, more problems are yet to come. And what we'll use to solve those problems are games, instead of us talking and doing away with those problems. And when we don't talk away those problems, the next time we have an argument, he will also refer to the argument before. Ukuthi, that time you did this and this and this. Ngakuyeka. Manje futhi uyaphinda this, this and that. So, talking is one thing that helps.
Wow. Mm. Last one, Fundis, before I let you go. How can setting boundaries actually strengthen a friendship during moments of conflict?
Okay. Umuntu nomuntu has his own way of dealing with things. And as a friend, you have to know me.
Right.
Certain things you know that I don't do. And kwamele ukuthi khona ukuvuma ukuthi no, this is not him. And don't force me to heal when I'm not ready to heal. Don't be angry at me for not healing according to your time. Allow me to be me so that this friendship can work. May I not be used or be your puppet in a friendship. So getting to know ukuthi lo muntu wenza kanje kanje izinto zakhe and respecting those boundaries, it will help the friendship to grow and it will help us to respect each other also. So it's all about me and you respecting each other and respecting our boundaries and setting them straight ukuthi no, sikwenza kanje. In my way. Nawe uzowenza kanje. Accept ukuthi khona ngingupana. I do things this way.
Right.
And I'll also ukuthi ungubani wenza kanjani izinto. So it will help both of us in this time of argument or conflict.
Thank you so much, Pastor Panangomo, for such a beautiful conversation. Before I let you go, shall we close with a word of prayer?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. Dear Father in heaven, Baba Siyabonga, for the gift of life. We thank you for being God. And we thank you because we have a friend in you. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. Dear God, teach us to be good friends and not toxic friends. At times, we have pride and we cannot resolve our issues with our friends. We choose to let go of those friends, not because we don't love them, but because our pride is too much for us to even ask for forgiveness. We pray, dear God, for a humble spirit. Teach us to be humble and teach us to apologize whenever there is a need. Dear God, may we learn from you. You did not wait for us to come and say we are sorry in order for you to make peace with us. You came to us when we sinned against you. Teach us to even humble ourselves when we do not have to be humble. Because so doing, we are being real men and we are being like you. Now, as we continue with the day, I pray that you may bless the presenter, bless the AWR media. May you protect them, grant them your mercies, bless the work of their hands and the thoughts of their minds. May all programs be led by the Holy Spirit. Dear God, we pray for the church. May you bless them, dear God. Keep us safe throughout the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Amen. Until next time, goodbye.
Thank you.
Right, to our listeners at home, that was Pastor, Pastor Panangomo. He was talking to us about making men under the topic that says agree to disagree. Right now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will be having our segment, Music Takeover. Do send us your music request on +273 470 3520. This is Mid Morning Empowerment, 9 to 12. Stay tuned.
or tune in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.